Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two Wyoming students crowned champions at the close of the National High School Finals Rodeo. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The world's largest rodeo came to a close on Saturday evening to see who would walk away a champion. Contestants were vying for more than $150,000 in prizes and over $150,000 in added money, as well as snagging some of $375,000-plus in college scholarships that have been awarded throughout the week. Each average winner also received $2,500 in cash, according to the press release from the National High School Rodeo Association. Returning bareback bronc riding champion Tucker Caracato from Saratoga, Wyoming, showed up flashy and fringe to top the leaderboard in the short go with an 84-point ride. The Wyoming cowboy captured his second world title by 5 points with a total of 240 points on three head. Caracato is also a successful wrestler. "I think the wrestling plays a big part of my success," said Caracato. "It's a lot of core and mental strength that plays over. Or it could be the Cocoa Puffs I eat every morning. That's a breakfast of a champion." Other Wyoming champions include all-around cowgirl and pole-bending champion Rain Grant of Wheatland, Wyoming. Waiver programs part of Wyoming Medicaid renewals. The Wyoming Department of Health is reminding participants, family members, providers, and case managers the state's efforts serving vulnerable groups through waiver programs are part of Wyoming Medicaid, which recently restarted its annual renewal process. Medicaid is a joint federal-state insurance program that pays for medical and long-term care of low-income families and medically needy individuals and families. Wyoming Medicaid offers three waiver programs with rules and practices that differ from traditional Medicaid. The Community Choices Waiver serves individuals age 65 and older or individuals age 19 to 64 who have a verified qualifying disability. The Supports Waiver provides support services to eligible individuals of all ages who have an intellectual or developmental disability or an acquired brain injury. And the Comprehensive Waiver provides comprehensive services to eligible individuals of all ages who have an intellectual or developmental disability or have an acquired brain injury. Individuals must meet emergency and eligibility criteria to receive services. Quote, "With Wyoming's renewal process underway, we are concerned some people may not recognize that waiver program participants are included in the renewal requirements," said Elizabeth Forslund, administrator of the Home and Community-Based Services section with the Wyoming Department of Health. Quote, "Some people may no longer be eligible, but we do not want those who are to lose their Medicaid coverage because their forms weren't completed on time." Quote, "It appears some waiver participants who have so far been sent renewal packets have not returned the needed forms and information. This can result in those individuals losing their Medicaid coverage and potentially their waiver services," Forslund said. "Not all clients will receive their renewal notices at the same time." The department recommends participants check whether Wyoming Medicaid has their current contact information so they do not miss their renewal notice. For those who have received packets, it is critical for forms to be completed and required to avoid loss of Medicaid coverage. Wyoming Medicaid enrollees can update their contact information or go through the renewal process online at westsystemyo.gov or call 1-855-294-2127. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.